Hi, thanks for pressing play on what is the 50th episode of the Dungeon Master's Diary, which started off when Frank Turfler suggested the idea many, many months ago now. And I just wanted to say a massive thank you to everyone who listens to this. It's fewer people than listen to the main episodes, but it's a lot of people nonetheless, and I just really wanted to say thank you. As ever, this episode is raw, largely unedited, me rambling on through the week. It starts in quite a dark place, and I hope gets to a more positive one. But I have to say, it's quite an achievement, it seems to me, to have reached 50 episodes. So, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy what's coming next. Game on!
Things he won't share with us, the darkness in his brain, the Dungeon Master's plan, the pleasure and the pain. What's better left unknown, keep calling out to me. I hear him think out loud, to die the rain. Only the brave shall come. Page 1.
My name is Che Webster, and this is the Roleplay Rescue Dungeon Master's Diary. It's Saturday evening, and Deb and I are going to head out for curry at a local curry house tonight, which is a real delight, and I'm looking forward to. Been a good day. I've just been spending some time creating the first of the characters. Really starting to put pen to paper and dice rolling into first of the characters for the play-by-post Mycovnia game. And on top of that, I was just reflecting about last night's session of Barbarians of Lemuria, playing in Heroes of Hellas with Jason Connolly as GM as well. That was a good fun game. A couple of hour session, we kind of got sent on our labours, and we've decided to head off and try and kill the Hydra, and as part of that we decided that we will try and sail to Sicily, wherein we will seek the forges of Hephaestus, and one of our party is from that cult, so he's going to try and petition the god to provide us all with magical blades with which to slay the Hydra, which is kind of fun. En route to the boat at Argo, we were waylaid by a bunch of man-eating creatures. So my character basically leapt into battle and, yeah, killed more than his fair share, I think. It was good stuff. Stopped the horses being stolen. And, yeah, next session we're on the boat, I guess, now, and we're heading to Sicily, so I'm looking forward to that. It was really interesting as well because Jason's decided to sort of dial back from Roll20 to just use... He's using Zoom, and he did use, I think it's sort of a PowerPoint or something he kind of threw up on the screen for the battle map, which he wanted to use. But other than that, it's just like, you know, video, voice, and dice. We all rolled on normal, actual dice, which I really appreciate. I really like that. I've been doing a similar thing with my own Fire Citadel of the Dragon Kings game, which is just voice and dice, so even simpler. But yeah, it's been good. It's been a good weekend start. Unfortunately, I do have a cold, and I'm feeling really rubbish. And that I think that means I'm not going to be able to go to church tomorrow because I'm not supposed to go anywhere, go there if I'm ill. And I'm, you know, we're going for this curry. Thankfully, we are going to be very separate from anybody else, so I'm hoping that I can kind of get away with that one. I feel a bit naughty, but there we go. Anyway, enough blithering. On with the weekend.
H.A. Jason here. Just finished listening to Dungeon Master Diary 712, both parts. Yeah, I vote for 2022 to give us enough time for planning for the convention, whether it's an organized one or whether we organize our own. I'm all in. And if we do that, I'll definitely run the Bushido game that Shandandy's been asking about. I'll happily run Bushido for everybody. So, there we go. As far as making a habit, So, my work days are pretty much done. I can't do anything on my work days, realistically, because of the travel time and like the hours I work. But I really need to organize my days off and make that more useful. you know, more organized. And part of that's building those habits like you're talking about. So thank you for talking about that. Encourage me to do the same. I appreciate it.
Hi, Che. Just listening to your Dungeon Master's Diary, and I was just like, I was like screaming, Lake Geneva! Lake Geneva! Come on, how many other conventions are at the place, at a place that actually was on the back, written on the back of the very first role-playing game? You know, Tactical Studies Rules, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. That's definitely one to go to. It's amazing. It's only an hour's drive from Chicago. Chicago is easy to fly to, relatively cheap, especially in winter. Do it. I've already bought my tickets for next year, even though I doubt I'll end up going. But 2022, it's March, by the way. End of March, not end of the year. End of March. Be there. Be there.
It's Monday and I'm off work. I have basically a tooth problem. I'm going to have a tooth extracted, which is not until tomorrow. Painkillers are helping. And at least I'm kind of able to talk now, because a little earlier today that was difficult. But yeah, feeling pretty run down and demotivated, and really finding it hard to focus as well. I need to really need to read through and kind of get ready for RuneQuest on Saturday, and then I'm struggling with that right now. So that's a thing. Yeah.
Hey up, Shay, just catching up with your Roleplay Rescue podcast. obviously, I know about you running the RuneQuest this weekend on Saturday, so good luck with that. I'm feeling pretty nervous too, I must admit, because for those of us who aren't quite as experienced at sort of sitting down at a table with complete strangers who we've never met before, or in this case over Discord or Roll20 or Hangouts or whatever it is, it can be a bit daunting, and certainly there's a bit of trepidation there. But as I said to you, we've just got to do it. So I'm quite looking forward to it in a nervous sort of way. One thing you did mention about the RuneQuest Glorantha rules being quite large and a lot of them, you could always just run it from the Quick Starter rules, which I did when I first ran the Broken Tower. Worked very well, Shay. So just an idea if it's not too late for it.
It's Tuesday morning. I'm off work today. In about 15 minutes, I'm going to be arriving at a dentist. And basically, I had a tooth problem since about April. Tooth at the back's been sort of like weakened at the back, a bit of the gum, and become sort of loose. And over the weekend, it finally kind of essentially went wobbly and horrible and painful. And it's now at about a 45 degree or so angle in the gum, and causing agony. And if it wasn't for the painkillers, I'd just be weeping in a corner, quite frankly. Anyway, going to go to the dentist now to take my mind off the things this morning, because I've been awake since about 3 a.m. I have been able to do a little bit of gamey stuff, and I've just been catching up actually on the play-by-post game in Mycovnia, just starting to make a few roles for a few of the characters, which is really great. And obviously my mind is on kind of getting really worried about the RuneQuest game on Saturday. Two players signed up, so at this rate, I'm not sure I can even run it. A scenario needs at least four. But we shall see how it goes. And yeah, I've got some reading and work to do on that. So looking forward to, perhaps after this thing's yanked and the pain subsides a little bit, I'll be able to focus back on my hobby and certainly get back to work tomorrow. But I just wanted to make a quick note. And yeah, we'll leave it there. When did my hobby become so incredibly serious? I'm sitting here listening to Ronnie James Dio, 1983-84, and I was flipping through the pages of GURPS third edition basic set rule, but I've got this book that's kind of like the pages are starting to fall out, and there's this part of me that is kind of, I kind of feel like I want to start getting maybe a Sharpie and just crossing out bits and cutting out bits and kind of, yeah, literally hacking the game. I was just thinking about all of the things that
kind of love most in gaming, and they're all pretty, I don't know, sort of space opera and conspiracy and yeah, I don't know, kind of brutally dark and at the same time hopeful, you know. I just wrote, I've scribbled down loads of quotes from songs and things like that in the last few hours, and I just want to know, when did my hobby get so serious? When did rolling dice become so in earnest, and kind of, when did the fun, I mean, remember 1984? When, you know, fantasy and science fiction sort of blended into one thing, and it didn't really matter that we were playing, you know, I don't know, Star Frontiers, Gamma World, D&D, Traveller, Rollmaster, whatever. We were just playing and having fun together. I feel like, I don't know, I just need to contact that inner, that teenager that's still in there. That used to have fun. And a different kind of fun. Like, I have fun. I have a good time gaming. Don't get me wrong, I really enjoy gaming. It's the time with people, but it's constrained. It's like it's limited. It's bound up. You know, genre boundaries and whichever rule system we're using, and the idea of kind of mashing it up. I don't know. You're probably wondering what on earth triggered this line of thought. I guess it's two things. Yesterday I was reading Against the Dark Master versus D, and Against the Dark Master is a kind of a new game inspired, I think, by kind of Middle Earth role playing and Rollmaster, but it's more than that. It's wonderful. It's kind of, and in that they've got this kind of list of some of their inspiration, I guess, their influences, and it lists films and TV shows, it lists games. It also lists music, and in there, you know, it lists like metal bands, basically, many of them that I know and love, and Ron James Dio being one of them. And it triggered something in me, deep within me, this memory. They mentioned Manowar as well. It's like one of my favorite bands as a kid, because they're so lunatic. They're just so out there. And yeah, I love all that. I miss all that, actually. You know, it's like you're not allowed to play that stuff anymore. It's like you're not allowed to listen to that shit, you know. And then I was also reading, rereading, really, Austin Kleon's Steal Like an Artist. And in there, he talks about, you know, unlocking creativity, I guess, is the kind of theme of the book. But he talks about getting your hands dirty, you know, getting a workspace, physically working with your hands. I think the advice is use your hands. You know, like, get away from the computer, get your hands dirty. And I've been trying to do that in the last... I mean, it's really hard because we're actually so bad. My hands are bound. Do you know that? I feel like the idea of, like, writing on a book, cutting stuff out, literally collaging together things seems like madness. That's what I want to do. It's what I want to do. Oh, yeah. All right.
Hey there, Jay. I've just been listening to your Dungeon Master's Diary, episode 49, where you're talking about potentially a trip to America to meet some of the role players across the pond. Now, for myself, I'm provisionally interested in that, although it would entail me actually getting a passport and having the funds to be able to do that. So I wouldn't be able to commit definitely at this stage, because obviously I don't know how things are going to work out and what expenses are going to be like. But I'm definitely interested in the idea of it. As for me running D&D 7th edition, then, you never know. Stranger things have happened. Also, I'd like to suggest... since, as you were saying, there's absolutely rook-a-tons of sort of anchorites in the UK. Perhaps, I don't know, whenever lockdown permits, obviously I can't look into the crystal ball and perceive how that's all going to shake out, perhaps as a sort of stepping stone to organising a trip to America. Perhaps see if it's possible to organise a trip within the UK to have all the UK anchorites meet up. And then if that can be organised, then move on to looking at the America one. So I'm probably being terribly sensible rather than going for the think big idea, which really isn't like me at all. I think it must have been Shandy Andy calling me John Allen Small, which made me laugh. Anyway, dude, take care. I'll catch you soon.
H.A., enjoyed your September confessional. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know what to tell you to talk about. I enjoy hearing your thoughts on the different things and kind of the wobbling back and forth. I totally get that. And I don't read a lot of the game theory stuff that you read and the inspirational stuff. And that's probably to my detriment because I'm not expanding and trying to grow, right? So, you know, I was watching Dune recently and David Lynch's Dune. And, you know, in the beginning, you know, where Duke's talking to Paul, he's talking to his son, he's telling him, you know, that travel is important and travel awakens things that otherwise lie dormant and the sleeper must awake. And same thing with reading new things and learning and thinking about these things. It helps you branch out and helps you explore these ideas. So I don't think any of this theoretical stuff's a waste of time. You know, I think it is useful. That said, if you're, you know, looking for something to do, I'd love to hear a compare contrast of Against the Dark Master versus Harp, to be honest. I'd really interested in that. And I don't know if I want to spend $25 on Against the Dark Master PDF. If I do end up getting, I'll probably wait till they said the hard copies will be available after they ship to the backers for the public. So I'll probably buy a hard copy. But I'd kind of rather support Iron Crown Enterprise, I think, with HARP. But I am curious in your thoughts, the two systems. Anyhow, hopefully that gives you something to talk about or at least let you know that we're out here listening and we do appreciate your putting these episodes out. Or at least I appreciate your putting these episodes out. So thank you.
Friday night, it's the night before playing RuneQuest at Glorantha Games 2020, and I'm running a Discord-based game. I'm running the Defending Apple Lane scenario from the GM's guide, the GM's adventure book, I think it's called. And I said previously to this that this was either the stupidest thing, kind of the most mad and crazy thing I'd done, or a really great thing, and right now it just feels like a crazy thing. I've had a crazy week as well, as you probably realise. I've had several days off work, a tooth extracted, and very little time outside of work to really focus on this, and it's really bugging me. So sitting down tonight to sort of go through a big checklist of things that I need to sort out, not least being as I now log in to the computer. A long list of like questions that I have really to sort out, and the first of those is probably where the pre-gens. So I'm going to go and get on with that. Might check in a bit here and there as I go through this, and certainly maybe try and comment at the end of it as well and throw that together. So wish me luck. It's Saturday morning, 5 to 6. I've actually been up since about 4 a.m. but the morning is something I take slow every day. I just had a little chat with one of the players, so Bill from Canada, whom I managed to insult by accusing of being American, so my apologies, Bill. Just had a little chat to check on his ability to connect and talk on Discord, which was fine. And yeah, it's cool. It's great to get warmed up. I'm going to go and kind of bone up a little bit, just remind myself of all of the game stuff, the rules, I guess, really. There's too many moving parts in RuneQuest Glorantha, and I'm going to try not to worry about that. I think I'm going to trust players and our innate ability to sort of pull it together. And you will see how it goes. I am, however, looking forward to this. Sometimes I think fear gives way to hope and expectation in a way that's quite exciting. Well, we'll see. Game on.
Right then, it's 9 o'clock, an hour till game. Going through things
one last time. I think I'm fine with most of this game, but it's just a matter of kind of the details. And I'm really hoping my players are going to be A, patient, or B, knowledgeable, or perhaps just a bit of both. But yeah, it should be cool. I've set myself up. We're just going to be using Discord for voice and essentially theatre of the mind. I have actually secretly got a PowerPoint open, which I've made the map of Apple Lane, the image a background, and I've just laid some shapes as tokens onto that so that people can, well, I can really track where all the various combatants are. There are like 8 major combatants on the bad guys and 6 on the good. So I'm just hoping that that'll help me track it. Other than that, it's just dice tray, GM screen, and pencil. Game on.
And that's that for part one of episode 50 of The Dungeon Master's Diary. Bit of a mashup today, but I just wanted to say a massive thank you to all the callers, for Jason, Andy Goodman, Shandy Andy, John Alan Large, and oh, Jason again. Thank you so much for calling in, guys, and sharing your thoughts. I hope you don't mind that I just placed them in the episode without much further comment. I think they pretty much done on their own. I just wanted to say to John, yeah, great idea. Let's do the British meetup. Anyone up for that, Brits? And Jason, thanks for the idea of sort of comparing Harp and versus D. I will give it some thought. And so, because I'm going to have to split this in two, I will see you on the flip side in the next episode, which will be episode 50, part 2. Hope you're well. Game on.